Hello and thank you for tuning into the Evening Standard of the D1T in 5 for Monday, April 22nd. Let's jump into today's top stories. Missouri is targeting Memphis AD Laird Veach for the same role in Columbia, per ESPN's Pete Thamel, who notes that in addition to his time as an executive associate AD at Florida, Veach worked in development roles at Mizzou from 1997 to 2002. Thamel writes, his football experience along all stops is compelling to Missouri officials. Yahoo's Ross Dellinger examines the impact of commissioners' inability to decide on a college football playoff format in 2022, and MAC Commissioner John Steinbrecher tells him, our inability to conclude a deal 2+ years ago had a pretty significant impact on where the financials ended up. What was on the table in 2022 was simply different. The delay opened the door for continuing changes to where we ended up. Dellinger notes the SEC and Big Ten did, in fact, negotiate a one-sided deal, in part, by using a lingering belief that they would abandon all others to form their own postseason. But would the SEC have really left the CFP? Commissioner Greg Sankey says, absolutely. When we ended that set of meetings in January 2022 without a decision, I was clear, if you are going to walk away from this opportunity, we are going to reevaluate our position on format, revenue sharing, and governance. People called me, after the latest deal, and said, why did you take a hard line? Why did you put us in this position? I said, you guys walked away from the deal. This year's negotiations were, at times, heated, according to ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips, who tells Dellinger, I don't think anybody loved all of it, but everybody tried to message what they felt was important for their conference. You bargain and push as hard as you can. Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark acknowledges he isn't thrilled with the revenue distribution, but says it's the best deal we could get. Pac-12 Commissioner Teresa Gould says, college athletics is one of the most inefficient economic models that probably exists. From a business perspective, it's not particularly logical. I'm concerned that everything that is happening, financial disparities and litigation, is going to put people out of business. Leon County, Florida Judge John C. Cooper has ruled in favor of the ACC's motion to dismiss Florida State's lawsuit while allowing FSU to amend its complaint and says, the case is not over. The case will continue. I send every case to mediation except mortgage foreclosures. This is not being done any differently. The Tampa Bay Times' Matt Baker reports Cooper has called for both sides to meet for mediation within 120 days. FSU will have 7 days to amend its complaint. During the hearing, an attorney for FSU held up copies of 3 contracts in dispute here, including the ACC-ESPN contract. It turns out pages 1 to 160 are blank. FSU has been trying to get a physical copy of the contract for weeks, because the contract is kept secret at the ACC's headquarters in North Carolina. Additionally, FSU's counsel said he's confident the conference and Seminoles could negotiate a settlement on the $130 million exit fee in fairly short order. But that part leaves out the dispute over the grant of rights and who holds the rights and TV money for FSU home games from 2024 to 36. Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah combined to record a $34.1 million operating shortfall in 2023, but the Mercury News' John Wilner observes that, in total, the Four Corners schools received $74.5 million in direct support. Remove that amount from the countable revenue, and that substantial operating shortfall of $34.1 million becomes a $108.6 million crater. Add the $31.6 million loan Arizona's athletic department received from Central Campus and the all-too-real shortfall zooms to $140.2 million, or more than half of the Pac-12 total for the 2023 fiscal year. Now that the schools are moving to the Big 12, Wilner anticipates the situation will improve but not nearly enough to cover the shortfall. Some back-of-the-napkin math shows the Four Corners schools will bring in $45 million each in their first year in the Big 12, roughly $10 million more than they received in the Pac-12. Even if the estimate is low by a few million dollars per school, it won't fully offset the need for campus support next year. East Tennessee State AD Richard Sander believes ETSU will need to secure at least $200,000 in NIL funding for its 2024-25 men's basketball team to be competitive in the Southern Conference. Sander believes a couple players will receive $40,000 to $50,000 each, maybe 3 or 4 more will have packages of $25,000 to $40,000 and a few other players could get upwards of $15,000. Sander says, pretty much that's what we're trying to shoot for. Most SoCon all-conference players have hit the portal for bigger paydays at bigger schools, and Sander observes, that's the reality of where it is. When the transfer portal and NIL came in at the same time, you couldn't have had a more impactful combination, two different programs just creating unbelievable turmoil. It just changes the core of what we've always tried to do, use sport as a way to build a lot of social value through teamwork, through resiliency, through working together, through working hard. Now it's all come down to, what am I going to get paid? Thank you for tuning in to the Evening Standard of the D1T in 5 for Monday, April 22nd. We'll see you back here bright and early tomorrow morning.